And so we're going to start our meditation today. And it's based on the Abraham workshop that was in Stamford, Connecticut yesterday, the 26th of May. And what Abraham was emphasizing yesterday was going general. So this meditation is going to focus on some aspects of going general. So let's just relax and breathe. Because it doesn't get more general than breathing. If we're not breathing, we're not going anywhere. So let's focus on appreciation for the breath for a moment. Just feeling how exquisite it is to breathe in, take in so much of the nutrients we need for life right in our breath. And breathe out and breathing out toxins that we no longer need, byproducts of respiration. And going general, we think about the magnificence of these physical bodies that we have the privilege of living in this lifetime. Born into bodies that are designed to carry infinite and eternal consciousness right here in the physical time-space reality. Simply breathing into this beautiful, beautiful body that each of us is privileged to inhabit. Feeling appreciation for the breath. Feeling appreciation for the heartbeat. Feeling appreciation for the ongoing breathing and beating that we have absolutely no need to control. We simply relax into this wisdom of the body all day, every day. We don't have to stay up all night and make sure our heart's beating and our breath is coming. We simply trust that this well-being is ours. And we can trust more and more deeply into this wisdom of the body, feeling the graciousness that ever surrounds all of these millions of chemical reactions amid trillions of cells taking place all day, every day. For our bodies are ever bringing us into balance, bringing us into harmony, healing and relaxing. And we just trust this beautiful, beautiful body, feeling the essence of health and wholeness within us. We know that in our vortex is a perfectly healthy, vital, alive, joyful body. And as we relax in appreciation of our bodies, we come into vibrational harmony with that wholeness, with that fulfillment of this promise of well-being that exists in every single moment of all of time. Every cell in our body is asking for what it needs, Abraham tells us. And in every single moment, the universe is answering with that perfect, perfect balance, that perfect harmony, that perfect coming into alignment with well-being. It's always present. There is no moment that our body doesn't know what to do. And sometimes we have symptoms, sometimes we call things diseases, but the truth is that the cells are always asking and the universe is always answering. And we can trust that process. And anything that looks like a symptom or a disease is simply an indicator that we are not relaxed enough to let the universal well-being, the universal energy flow through our cells and our organs and our systems. So let's just take this moment to relax deeply in appreciation of these magnificent vehicles, machines that are our bodies, that work so beautifully. Abraham says they are amazing chemical factories. They take what we eat and turn it into health and energy. They take what we drink and refresh our cells and our organs and our systems. They digest and assimilate and excrete and remove all of the necessary toxins that no longer serve us. Our bodies have such incredible, incredible capabilities, talents. Our bodies are wise. So take a moment and just begin to appreciate your body from head to toe. Appreciate your skeletal system, your skull and your spine, your bones, all of the aspects of your body that hold you upright and allow you to walk and move. And then appreciating all of the muscles and ligaments, all of the parts that tie those bones together in such perfect configuration that give us mobility, allow us to stretch in every direction, allow us to lift and pull and run and swim and move and bike, allow us to walk and be mobile in this perfect environment of health and well-being. We continue to go general into appreciation of the physical body, the physical well-being that is ever present for us, the divine energy, the balance, the beauty, the radiance of our perfect bodies designed to carry our infinite and eternal consciousness through this physical life experience. Giving thanks for all that goes into the chemical reactions inside the body, the lymphatic system, the digestive system, the respiratory system, the circulation system, the reproductive system, all of the systems that help our bodies do what they do so incredibly beautifully. Thinking of our internal organs, knowing that like our hearts and our lungs, they just do what they do all day, every day. We don't even have to know what they do. I can't tell you what my gallbladder does, but I'm very grateful it's doing what it does. And try, trust, and know that all of these organs in all of our bodies are doing their work in such perfect ways that we don't have to track any of it. Just relax and trust. And know that the universe is keeping our bodies in perfect balance. Our inner beings on the job all day, every day, 24/7, even when we're sleeping. All of this balance and harmony is continuing to move forward. Cells are dying and being born in every moment. All of our body refreshing and renewing itself all the time. So much to appreciate here, so much to be grateful for. At some point in time, the universal consciousness, that infinite consciousness, chose this particular body that you live within as the perfect vehicle for your magnificent life. You are a dream of non-physical come to fulfillment. With this eye color and this skin color and this beautiful hair, all that you are right now is the dream of non-physical come to fruition. Did you ever wonder why that non-physical energy, that perfect consciousness, chose to be you? Let's be grateful in this moment for the non-physical energy that chose to be us, that inspires our life, that loves us infinitely, and supports and supplies us with breath and with beating hearts and with active immune systems, taking care of anything that comes into our bodies that isn't right for us. Knowing that our bodies are exquisite chemical factories that endlessly create new chemicals, the perfect chemicals to bring everything into balance, to digest our food, to take the nutrients to the cells through our circulatory system. It's all working so perfectly. And we can just sit back and love it. So we love our body's functioning. And we love our body's physicality. We love our senses. It is so magnificent to see this beautiful planet. The body of non-physical expressing as the earth, knowing that this too is an infinite eternal consciousness that is ever loving, supporting, and supplying us as we walk on the earth, as we eat the fruits that grow on the earth, as we experience the plants that feed the animals, that allow us to be nurtured and nourished day to day. We feel and know our connection to this beautiful physical earth is also an infinite eternal connection. And the earth chooses to support us. And we choose to love the earth that supports us. And bring our deep appreciation to this magnificent planet, one among all these others where life is supported, where people grow and thrive and play and enjoy. Knowing this planet has so much love for us, we can return that love and feel that love coming to us. Loving the fact that the planet endlessly keeps itself in balance, just like our bodies bring us back into balance when we get out of balance, so too does the earth bring itself back into balance when it needs to do so, so that it stays spinning dizzily in orbit around the sun, making sure that the cycles of life continue. One wobble could take us out of orbit, and that would be the end of all of it and all of us. And the planet does such a good job of doing what it needs to do with earthquakes and volcanoes and oceans, bringing harmony and ease to the planet, bringing grace and peace to our lives. And so we feel that beautiful harmony with the planet. And in our appreciation of this planet, we are in harmony with this beautiful garden that supports us. We know if there's a time when it's necessary to be somewhere else because an earth event is going to take place. And we trust that the earth is doing its work perfectly and beautifully to keep itself in a divine health, a divine wholeness, a divine radiance. And in my general appreciation of the Earth right now, I'm seeing the pictures that the astronauts took from space of this beautiful, unique blue-green planet that is the garden spot, the playground of the universe. Seeing the beauty of this planet, the white of the clouds, moving over the earth, the place where the darkness begins as the sun turns away, as the earth turns away from the sun for a little while, and the lightness that returns as the earth turns back into the sunshine. Knowing that this beautiful cycle of life, this divine order, this light and dark is part of the order that allows life to thrive on this planet. Trusting and knowing that all of this activity, all of this movement is taking place perfectly. As Abraham said recently, there is no committee in Homeland Security responsible for the spinning of the planet. We can trust it's happening perfectly. We don't have to put it on our to-do lists. But we can bask in appreciation of the wonder of the perfection of everything that's unfolding at this macrocosmic level, just as we appreciated the microcosmic level within our physical bodies. Going general to allow ourselves to love the specific nature of the body we live in, the specific nature of the planet we live on, the specific beauty of this infinite universe. Take a moment to ponder some of the Hubble telescope pictures of the birth of a star or a black hole or a galaxy among a gazillion galaxies in this ever-expanding universe. There is so much beauty and harmony and grace ever taking place. So much love that is expressed as stars and planets and solar systems and energies. Abraham says, we're really good as humans, but we haven't figured out how to scrape enough dirt together to put another planet into orbit. But there is a consciousness, a divine, infinite, eternal energy that has figured out how to create this magnificent universe. And so we appreciate the macrocosmic, the mega macrocosmic creation. Just as we turn our attention to our own lives and the law of attraction and appreciate the microcosmic creativity within us, that as we focus our attention, we create beauty and harmony in our lives. And so let's spend a little time here going general, creating a grid for other areas of our lives. We've focused on physical health. Let's focus for a little while on self-expression. We have an amazing ability to create in our life through our choice of focus. As we focus our minds, just as we're doing here in this meditation, we can think on things that are lovely. Think on things that are working. Think on the general well-being that is present right here and right now. And we can amplify the well-being of our lives tremendously just by generally focusing and contemplating how good things are. And so we notice that we continue to thrive day to day. And things always, in some way, work out for us. Abraham said that was Jerry's mantra, things always work out for me. And so we know that, like Jerry, things always work out for us. Even when it looks like something going wrong, it's actually something in the process of going right. So let's breathe into that knowing and notice all of the areas in our lives right now where things are going right. We had enough to eat today, or we will before the day is over. We had shelter where we slept last night. I think the odds are good that most of us had air conditioning in our rooms last night that made it comfortable to sleep, even though it was a hot day yesterday and a warm night last night. We are blessed with abundance. We are blessed with comfort and ease and grace and shelter. We have beautiful homes to go home to that are sanctuaries of peace where we feel safe and relaxed. We live in a place where it's peaceful and comfortable and quiet. Most of the time, we are at ease in our homes, and we are grateful for these wonderful homes that we give thanks for now. We give thanks for this sanctuary, for this shelter, and for the comfort we feel there, as we feel the prosperity of who we are, as we notice the mobility that we have, that we all made it to this location today to be a part of this meditation. We had transportation to get here. We had gas for the cars and the money to pay for the gas. We have abundance in such measure, more than many of the people on the planet today, although we sometimes wish we had more. We have enough. We have plenty. And giving thanks for this plenty that we already have attracts more. And we allow ourselves to notice just how rich we are, rich in resources, rich in abilities, rich in health, rich in ease, rich in ideas. I love that we have this beautiful philosophy that is so rich, that supports us so beautifully, that takes us into this good feeling place of prosperity and appreciation and gratitude and joy. It teaches us to go general, to remember and notice all that is working today, to feel the harmony and the beauty, to give thanks for the music that's playing in the party outside this room today. We even have rhythm and harmony right now to accompany this sense of gratitude as we go general and simply create a grid of well-being, of general well-being in our lives. Abraham said yesterday, that's all we need to do. And anything else we need to do, we will be inspired to do. And so we open our hearts, we open our ears to deep listening within. We open our eyes to see through the eyes of Source. We open our senses to appreciate our feelings that always guide us to closer connection, to deeper love, to that beauty and that harmony that are our inner beings, ever present, ever loving, always beautiful, always right here. We are truly blessed. We are dearly loved. We are open to that divine energy, that beautiful non-physical energy that flows in and through and as every moment in all of time, every atom in all of space, every cell in our body, every star in the universe. It's all non-physical spirit energy, source energy, loving and supporting and present. So let's just return to our breath as we begin to come to a close here. Grateful for breathing, this fundamental block of life that keeps us going every day. Grateful that we woke up breathing this morning. Grateful that we're breathing now. Grateful that we're breathing as we go to sleep tonight. Grateful for all of the good that we've experienced in between. Life is good. Life is full. Life is plenty. And so we just stretch and go general with this feeling of well-being. All is well. All is well. All is well. And so it is.